Flib was over her war shock now. She winked at Django.
And I'll toddle along with you, Pa, to make sure you don't get into any trouble.
Axtell had joined the mole crew in seeing off a huge cauldron of the mole's speciality, deep and never turnip and tater and beetroot pie. He held up a piece in his paw.
I'll go with these and marms. There may be vermins lurking in the woodlands. I'll give him old Billy-o.
Marjoram put on a face of mock despair, managing a wail.
If any other beast volunteers to go, there'll only be me left behind here.
Friar Sugum poured a tiny crystal goblet of elderberry wine.
Here, Bob, drink this. You'll feel better. Don't fret, Marm. I'll stay here with you. I'll make a special little supper, just for me and you. We'll sit up in the bell tower and share it. Oh, and more or less fine wine, eh?
Tragedia with a spike flutters her eyelashes at the friar.
I never said I was deserting this beautiful abbey. Will you find room for a young'un like me at your table, O kind and handsome friar, sir?
All those who heard Sugum mention the special supper suddenly expressed a fervent desire to remain at Redwall.
Me too, please. Could I come?
And I also. I can't walk too far with my paws.
And can I bring a few of the Dibbons? They'd enjoy a treat. Bless their little paws.
I'd like to come too, but only to keep an eye on the babes.
Marjoram waved her paws, miming alarm.
Stop, stop. We'll never get you all into one bell tower.
In the softly lit orchard, the sound of woodlanders laughing drifted up to the starry night sky, which had now cloaked Mossflower. It was high noon of the following day. The sun hung like a burnished gold medallion in the cloudless sky. Abbess Marjoram was on the path, outside the newly cleared west gate. Other Redwallers were with her to wish a hearty goodbye to the travelling party. Friar Sugum and his kitchen helpers fussed around the group, passing out haversacks of food and drink. The good friar's constant worry in life was that any beast would not have enough to eat. He pressed a further package upon an already overloaded Clarinna.
Just some dainties, candied chestnuts and crystallised fruits for your little ones, Barb. Oh, and I slipped in two small flasks of best pear cider. Babes always like that.
The abbess was forced to intercede on behalf of those leaving the abbey.
Friar, you've provisioned them handsomely, but that's quite enough now. Any more and they won't be able to move. Butler, are you ready to go?